And now we're joined by WAMC's political commentator, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How does it feel to get up way early in the morning?
It's something you get used to. I can't complain.
That's the radio business. Okay, what do we got?
Alan, the New York Times reported that President Trump asked then-acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if Whitaker would ask Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, who Trump appointed, would oversee an investigation connected to himself. This is something that Berman has already recused himself from due to what the Times calls a routine conflict of interest. So in other words, this is Trump asking Berman to unrecuse himself in the investigation.
That's right. You know, that's interesting stuff because this gets right to the heart of whether the president of the United States sees the Justice Department as his personal lawyers who owe him ultimate loyalty, or whether or not they should be an independent agency. Now, most people think that this is a historic low for the Justice Department when you have the suggestion that the president tried to muscle an investigation into him, into himself. So you better believe that when the Mueller report comes out and we see the firing of James Comey, because Comey would not go easy on Flynn, remember the general who had resigned. So, you know, to me, this is just one more idea along the same lines of why the Attorney General Sessions was basically fired, because he wouldn't do Trump's bidding also. This is all adding up to what could be a national disgrace.
You have now also former Governor Chris Christie revealing in his latest book that Trump reportedly said, quote, "This Russia thing is all over now because I fired Flynn," end quote. And he says, what do you mean? Well, Flynn met with the Russians. That was the problem. I fired Flynn, and that's over.
Well, yes. And he also told the Russians, I fired Comey, and it's over. And he also has indicated that he had nothing to do with any of this. So, you know, when you go on national television and you basically say the Russian thing is over because I took this action or that, the Russian thing becomes the prime target for all of this. And that's why we have a special counsel.
WAMC's Alan Shartok. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. And thanks for getting up early. Appreciate it. I know that David will appreciate it on his vacation.
Absolutely. I hope he's having fun.